Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Before we get rolling, there's been a lot of comments, I can't say a lot, but quite a few of on our YouTube channel, AngelFall923, and I just wanted to briefly talk about that. These are what I call John 316ers, and where they are claiming that there is no straight gate, there is no narrow way, there is nothing like that. And all we are is to take John 3:16 and believe it, and that means we're saved. So I just wanted to make some comment on that. Here's Luke 6:46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? John 5:38-40. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think they have eternal life, or you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. We've quoted from this before. So if you are going to take like John 3:16 or some other verse of Scripture or several verses of Scripture and claim you're saved because you believe this, you have done exactly what Jesus Christ commanded you not to. Because what you're really doing is saying that in the Scriptures themselves, you have eternal life. So when you say, well, I believe in John 3:16 and therefore I'm saved, what you're doing is you are searching the scripture and saying that because I believe in John 3:16, I have eternal life. But Jesus says they're just a testimony. The scriptures are nothing more than a testimony of Jesus Christ. And then he says, and you will not come to me that you might have life. And then I'm going to go to John 3:19. And this is the condemnation. There's only one condemnation of the human race. Only one. Not multitudes. One. This is the condemnation. That light, that's divine agape, love, divine love, is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Remember, we're fallen. Genesis tells us that the human race is a fallen race. And because it's a fallen race, it needs a redeemer. For everyone that doeth evil, remember where the Lord said, you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children? The human race is classified as evil because of the fall, the knowledge of good and evil. Hates the light, he says, for everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. Now, he said, and you will not come to me that you might have life. There's a big difference between believing and coming to Jesus Christ. Huge, huge difference. Open up your heart and open up the Bible. Get yourself a strong concordance and do some study. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. They are wrought in God. What he's talking about here is standing before the Son of Man and having your deeds reproved. Because there's only one condemnation, and that is divine love. And mankind was severed from it. We don't have it. We don't even know what it is unless it's shown to you. Many, many verses of Scripture. Anyway, big difference between coming to the light than just believing in the light. And how do we come to the light? Enter in at the straight gate and walk the narrow way. This is a command direct from Jesus Christ, who says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I have commanded you? And modern Christianity and almost all people now, and we can prove that from the Scripture, believe the fake preachers, teachers, evangelists, and prophetic scholars on the issue of salvation. I'm not talking about any other issue. I'm talking about the issue of salvation. Here's another one, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I would advise everyone to look up what is actual will of the Father. It'll be shocking to you if you don't know what the will of the Father is. 2 Thessalonians 1:8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Obey not the gospel. Well, what's his gospel? He tells you what it is right there in Matthew chapter 7. It's no mystery. He's told you what it is. If you want to say, well, I don't have to do any of that. That's all a work. That's legalism. I don't have to do any of that. I just have to believe. Well, if you want to be there and you want to park there, don't come crying to the Lord Jesus Christ when you are rejected. He's already telling you right here in 2 Thessalonians, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There it is. How can you mistake that? How can you mistake what Jesus Christ said and sit there and call yourself a Christian? You're not. And Jesus has warned you over and over and over about these people in sheep's clothing that are wolves, and they're liars, and they're deceivers. And if you believe them, you're going, just like Peter says, their damnation slumbers not, and neither does yours. So it's up to you. If you're going to believe the Scriptures, and you're going to say Jesus Christ is Lord, then you better start obeying him. What he asks you to do. And modern Christianity has totally, and I've written about this on my blog, lightgateblogger.com, extensively, of how all of this has been redacted, scrubbed out. It's like they have totally redacted anything Jesus himself had to say about what salvation is and what true salvation is. I don't have time to get into it right now. And being made perfect, Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he, Jesus Christ, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, which is precisely why he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I told you? How can people not understand this? How is it you embrace these fakes and these liars out there by the millions, and you send them billions of dollars when they redact and betray Jesus Christ, whom they claim they represent? And all you got to do is read the Bible a little bit, study it, and you'll find out they're all a bunch of liars. They're deceivers. They're very ones. Peter and Jesus and John and Paul warned you about and told you to be aware of these people. What's their gospel? Say a sinner's prayer. What's Jesus Christ's gospel? Enter in at the straight gate. Walk the narrow way. You got a choice as to which you're going to believe. So for all you people out there that are going to embrace a little bit of scripture here and there, or John 3:16, your blood is not on my hands. I've told you the truth. You don't want to believe it? I don't care if you don't want to believe it. Neither does Jesus Christ. Go into the Apocrypha and look at what he says about those who will not do what he commanded. He said, I'm not going to shed one single tear over you all going to hell, on all of you being rejected. Go into Matthew chapter 7 and read where Jesus Christ casts out, i.e. rejects, millions of Christians. Because he said, I never came to know you in an experiential way. And I'll close with this one. Behold, what manner of divine love the Father has bestowed upon us that we be called sons of God. It's all right there in the scripture. And if people just don't want to believe it, that's not my problem. That's your problem. I told you the truth. I have always told you the truth. I have always told you never to believe anything I tell you. But to get into that Bible, get a Strong's, get a Vine's Concordance, get other study guides, and start to study. What does the Bible tell you to do in Timothy? Study to show yourself approved of God and a workman that need not be ashamed. I just don't find that anywhere now in modern Christianity. You can go out on the web all you want. Nobody is talking about, or very few, maybe one or two, are talking about the straight gate and the narrow way. And you can go on and look at narrow way commentary. Most of it's pure garbage. It does not at all be in alignment with what the scriptures say. Anyway. I just wanted to answer that, Larry, sorry, but we had quite a few comments. It's only John 3:16, and therefore I'm saved. And the Bible refutes that over and over and over again. So anyway, I just wanted that out there because I don't want your blood on my hand. And they aren't. Your blood is on you and your head. So you can either accept the scriptures for what they say, or my opinion is you probably should burn the Bible because you're not going to believe what it says. In fact, I'll go further. Most people who claim to be Christians haven't got the slightest idea what it says. And if you go checking around in churches, do you study Bible prophecy? Do you know who America is? Do you know who Israel is? Do you know who Gog is? Do you know all this? We don't study prophecy here. Well, Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Wake up, folks. Wake up. The time is very, very short. And war is very, very close at hand. We're going to get into that. With anyway, just wanted to get that out of the way. Larry, what is this? You sent me this massive Sasquatch observed by a pilot near Kelowna, excuse me, B.C., as big as a tree?
Yeah, I was going to comment to your yes. Exposition there.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of, you know, if we take that John 3:16, and we divide it into how many verses there are in the Bible, that's not going to be a very high multitudinous rating. That's going to be an awful, awful low, awful nothing. basically of the Bible. Now, what's interesting is to me, and I was thinking of it as you were sharing all that information, how that, well, for one thing, those of us who lay out some type of activity to do what Jesus said, we basically don't get any money. I mean, and thank God for those that send us, thank God, though, for those that do send us a little, because I couldn't even have made it. I've had so much trouble trying to keep my computer and phones and all of this other operating where I could do these shows and things. And if it wasn't for those people, I couldn't do it. I simply couldn't do it. But thank God. But the money people, they're the ones getting all the money that are promoting that you don't have to do anything. It's a lazy gospel.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing to it. And it's what it's kind of weird to me. You know, when I sit back and look and I think on how that every day the Holy Spirit's dealing with me on either correcting something or doing something different or kind of giving me a little nudge here or a nudge there, and I find myself amongst scriptures and trying to learn a little more and walk it a little better, and I guess what I do is I take up that cross and follow him. However, yep. I'm really amazed, Stuart, at all of the people out there that think they've got a free pass. In other words, you know, I'm having to do what the Bible says to get where I'm going, and they don't have to do anything but hold up a little piece of paper like one of these Chinese cookies that you tear open and there's a little word there. That's all they got to hold up to get into heaven. And it's so interesting, and I thought as you were sharing all of that, how that Jesus basically says, that entire Bible you're reading, all it does is point to me. And if they can't get that, I don't know how to help them.
I don't think you can. In fact, because we're so late now, I believe the people have sort of made up their minds. They're either John 3:16ers, and that's all there is to it, or they are beginning to wake up as to what God really told them. I mean, I've gotten calls over the years of, I've been going to church for 50 years, and I never heard one of those verses you're talking about. Are you sure they're in the Bible? Well, yeah, or I wouldn't be talking about it. They're in the Bible. Here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. It's a puzzle. All you do is put it together. That's what this narrow way really is all about. You put it together, and God reveals your position before him, and your position before him is not a good one. Let's put it that way. But it is amazing. It is amazing. I really appreciate that, Larry. I have no idea what's going on in so-called Christians' minds who simply will not accept what Jesus himself said. And they'll accept what Billy Graham said or Franklin Graham or Benny Hinn or I don't know who all these people are. You would think that when you see their private airports, their jet planes, and the mansions they live in, and then you compare that with Jesus Christ, who had nothing, riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, basically, can you not see the contrast, people?
Can you not understand
what that means? Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say that basically my entire life has been serving the Lord and basically barely getting along doing that. And I've never been put in the position where I had to find anywhere to park my jet. Matter of fact, I've never looked at airplanes. I've never looked at airplanes and the cost or any of that. I've never had time to look it up because I don't have any money. And the biggest deal I've had to ever figure out is where to get a rent house and park a pickup that it took me forever to pay for.
Yep. Well, that's the difference. And this is what the problem is. The modern gospel is an earth gospel. And it has really nothing to do with heaven or getting to heaven. It's people, like water, mentally, we like to take the easy way out. But Jesus himself, look up the word straight, look up the word narrow, folks. Look it up. Look up the word overcomer. in the churches, the letters to the churches in the Book of Revelation. You're not supposed to be getting rich. You're supposed to be trying to find out who Jesus is. I don't know. It's amazing. But, yeah, we could go on that forever and ever. A British Columbia pilot observes a massive Sasquatch in the wilderness near Kelowna, B.C. His experience made a true believer out of him, as it affected his overall perspective towards the unexplained. Now, folks, you're going to start seeing these things. We are moving into the era of time where, how do I word this, Larry? Paranormal, I guess. Real paranormal events. And you're going to start seeing things you won't believe are actually real and totally dangerous. What do you think about this, Larry? I mean, this thing evidently is huge.
Well, if we look, and the same Bible people say doesn't do anything for them, if you just look in Genesis 6, you'll realize there were giants in the land. And then also after that, but for people that don't read the Bible, they probably don't know what I'm even talking about. But we have reached a time frame, Stuart, where all these things that Jesus spoke of basically are coming together, and it's not coming together in some type of, society abnormal. It's coming together in, like, paranormal, supernatural, can you keep your head on straight type of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And the UFOs phenomena is just increasing by leaps and bounds, and that also has a lot to do with Israel. Anyway, go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to mention that John Vandeventer, a guy that I ran into, or I guess the Lord set up an appointment for me to meet up here in Oklahoma, you know, I had already seen, I have personally looked at, I called it a Bigfoot, but you could call it a Sasquatch or John Vandeventer's relic or whatever you want to call it, and they're real, absolutely real. And then I suddenly run into a bunch of people up here that have, a number of them have seen them. I've run into lately people even from Texas that's come up here to cast footprints of these large creatures. And more people are seeing them. And even John Vandeventer, and we had him on one of the shows interviewing him after he moved up here while he was writing his, he's still on his trilogy. And he's got two books out and one coming. And I think they even want him to do a relics coloring book, if you will. But oddly enough, even though people make light of it, those are real creatures. And it's a shame, Stuart, that we don't have red elk that we could get on a show and talk about what the different types of Bigfoot and how all the details fit together in those, underground or above ground. Stuart, I don't know how we can catch up with people that don't believe.
I don't think you can. They've made their choice. They just don't believe it. There's a magazine out there, I think it's called Skeptic. Well, my attitude towards a skeptic is, unless they personally have seen something, they aren't going to believe it. It doesn't matter if a million people saw a UFO. UFOs don't exist. What's the matter with you people? Couldn't possibly exist. Why? Well, because I personally haven't seen one. That's why. And you million people who have, you're all a bunch of liars. You're just seeing things. That's the problem with the skeptic. No matter what proof you give a skeptic, it'll be turned down as no proof at all. And I feel sorry for these kind of people because of what they're really, really missing. Folks, if you'd read the Bible, you'd find out about UFOs, you'll find out about giants, you'll find out about all kinds of things. It really is, as I've said before, the Bible is the most paranormal book given to humanity by an outside source that we've ever had. The Bible is absolutely paranormal. It came in from another dimension, just like Jesus came in from another dimension, through Mary. Joseph didn't have anything to do with the pregnancy of Mary. the Holy Ghost did. That's coming in from another dimension. And people don't even understand why there had to be a virgin birth, and they deny all that. Well, here's my comment to Global Deep State, Homeland Security, FEMA, and the rest of you people out there. The Bible told you the truth. It's telling you the truth. You have no excuse. No human really has any excuse. The Bible says it's all willful ignorance. You get my drift? You guys out there in Homeland Security and FEMA that are now rolling on the floor laughing? You are willfully ignorant, and you have no excuse. I'm telling you right now, hell is real, And Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it or don't believe it. You're going to find out the hard way. It was true. All of it was true. Anyway, U.S., Iran weeks away from a nuclear weapon. U.S. officials see Iran weeks away from the bomb breakout, upping urgency around talks. Now, we had all these talks, and all the talks seemed to fail. But, Larry, this seems the timing of it and what's going on with Israel and Russia jamming Israel. It reminds me of Isaiah 17 and Daniel 8 and Ezekiel 38 and 39. I believe they've had a nuclear weapon for some time, but that's just my opinion. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, they've even exploded one in a test, but, of course, that was one they bought. For anybody to believe that, and everybody already knows it, that North Korea has a nuclear weapons arsenal and that Iran doesn't have any, you got to be kidding me. You got to be. We know already that Iran has some they've obtained from North Korea and some from Russia, by the way, years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they've got those, and they just now, Stuart, they just showed they have a capable missile, a ballistic missile that can deliver 2,000
yes.
kilometers, and one of those could have a nuclear device on it. And by the way, they're just weeks away now from, it's not that they're weeks away from having a bomb, it's they're weeks away from making their own bombs.
Yes. Yeah. And
you know, all of this pretty talk that Biden and his administration and all the intel agencies in America, and they know they're liars. They absolutely know they're liars. And they're going to be proven to be complete liars. And it's amazing that they cannot tell the truth. And we're in a dire circumstance in this nation right now because we've got some people watching us, and one of them is North Korea, Russia, China, Iran, possibly Pakistan, and they're
yep.
like wolves out there, and they're waiting to pounce on this stupid nation.
Oh, stupid isn't even the word. It's kind of like our leaders are sub-Neanderthals whose brain cells are barely moving at all. The atoms within their minds are just very slowly revolving. I've never seen anything like it. Now here's a headline about talks. 9-hour Normandy group talks on the Ukraine fail. This is from Hal Turner. They met for 9 hours, and the meeting failed miserably. Russia's Dmitry Kozak confirms through the 9 hours of talks, parties tried to agree to a common statement, but they failed. Folks, these talks are failing all over, and that's one of the problems. This is not going to end well. And
well, Stuart,
go ahead.
Yeah, the thing about that, Stuart, this is not hard to understand why this continues to fail. All you've got to do, just be a rational person and ask yourself, looking at the data, who is the aggressor? And you've got your answers.
Yes. And now if you do that, you're supporting, or of course, Russia, and that makes you a a terrorist, basically. So they've got this figured out. Now, I want to get into this. Putin addressed the issue at a press conference. I want you to listen very, very carefully to what Putin himself said. Now, you got to remember, Putin is KGB, or was former KGB. He's very cold-hearted. He's a realist. He's very logical. And he has already outsmarted the West several times. And I think he's about to do it again. But listen carefully to what he said. And he said this a couple of years ago, actually, too. He just went back. I want to stress, he says, it one more time. I've been saying it, but I'd very much want you to finally hear me and to deliver it to your audience in print and TV and online, Putin said. Do you understand it or not that if Ukraine joins NATO and attempts to bring Crimea back by military means, the European countries will be automatically pulled into a war conflict with Russia. Of course, the military potential of NATO and Russia are incomparable. We understand that, Putin said. But we also understand that Russia is one of the leading nuclear states. And by some modern components, it even outperforms many. Are you getting the drift of what he's saying? According to the Federation of American Scientists, Putin adds, Russia has just under 4,500 nuclear warheads in its stockpile, making it the military superpower in the world. There will be no winners. And you will be pulled into this conflict against your will. You won't even have time to blink your eye when you execute Article 5. Now, the article then says, Article 5 of NATO, also called the Principle of Collective Defense, states an attack against one ally is considered as an attack against all allies. Putin said that for 30 years, Russia has tried to persuade the West against a NATO eastward move, but that was just complete disregard for our concerns, our demands, and our proposals. People, he has a right to defend his nation and defend his people. And I've said it before, how would we like it if Canada, for example, Trudeau says to Putin, you know, why don't we become allies? And we'd like you to put up 25 bases along the northern border where you can have your bombers, your missiles. What would we do? Oh, well, we'd immediately not allow that. We'd go to war. Well, if we would do that, then why can't Putin do that? You see how hypocritical all this is? And this is how this all works. Anyway.
Well, I'll make a comment there, Stuart.
Yeah.
Kennedy was about to go to nuclear war with Russia over missiles that were placed by Russia in Cuba only 90 miles from America, yet at the same time we're doing the very same thing to Russia and putting them not 90 miles from their border, we're putting them right on their border.
it's so hypocritical, but I guess that's the way nations play. You know, the kids have found the matches, and humanity is sick. Let's put it out there. Humanity, according to the Bible, is evil and very sick and is hell-bent to destroy itself. And that's what we're going to do.
Stuart, on what you're saying there, talking about the sickness of humanity, if people don't believe, they don't even have to read the Bible. They don't even have to believe in the Bible. If they just turn television on every day and watch what comes out of Washington, D.C., there's the circus, there's the clowns, there's the liars, there's the evil. I mean, it's abomination in your face.
Yeah. Yep, and nothing's going to change. Prophecy must be fulfilled, folks. That's why I say, you know, the U.N., or whatever they call itself at the time when it comes up to superpower status, is the fourth beast of Daniel. It has to happen because prophecy said it was going to happen. And the Lord says, look, I've put my hand out upon all the nations of the world, and they're going to do what I want them to do because I have an agenda. I have an agenda, and I'm going to make it happen. And he does it through various means, but it's being fulfilled right under our faces. And for whatever reason, we don't seem to be able to do anything about it or even recognize that that's what's happening. It's like the what's going on along our borders. Our borders, these people are coming in and being sent to all 50 states at night by airplane. Biden is violating the law totally, completely. In fact, there was an article about that. By doing that, most of these are young, fifth column, military-type males, just like the Bible says. God says, I opened your border. I'm the one who did it. I used Biden and I used these leftists to do it. But he says, behind it, I'm the culprit. It's right there in Jeremiah. It's right there in Isaiah. I'm going to fill you with these fifth column military types. And when I give the signal, they're going to rise up against you. Well, what do you think is happening right now? And yet if you mention that God's behind this, because we are Babylon the Great, oh, no, we couldn't possibly. We're not even mentioned in the scriptures. Liars, yes, we are. We are Babylon the Great. Whether you like it, don't like it, doesn't matter. It's being fulfilled right in front of your face. That's why God says you don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse at all. White House says Russia could invade Ukraine within the week. Now, is this your fear-mongering, Larry, or do they know something we don't? We can get into hell. Turner, your
well,
warnings.
A lot of this is a little bit of hype, it appears. and one of the warnings that you just reported says Hal Turner says, Intel communication circuits are blazing today, claiming Putin has given the go order to Russian military to invade Ukraine, as Russia claims NATO lethal weapons already inside Ukraine to attack Russian forces. And Hal Turner, in some of that information, though, down below, he goes into, kind of talks about that, how that the White House and others, especially the White House and the intel agencies, are using a hype to do that. They're hyping this stuff up. However, it seems that there's the possibilities that what Putin said was, and you're well aware that the other day there were 4 days until the Duma meets in yep. Russia to consider the independence of Donetsk and Luhansk, which are breakaway territories, you know, in Ukraine. And
yep.
it's very possible that basically what Putin was indicating was the fact that when the Duma meets and gives the go-ahead and those two states or nation states or whatever you want to call them, breakaway states, they decide to go Russian, then Russia, Putin has already gave the orders to let the troops into those regions, which will put them inside Ukraine per se. However, if the Duma agrees and those two states decide to call for Russia's protection, then Russia has all the authority to move all their troops in. Now, I've even heard, too, information that they've moved Russian Spetsnaz teams already up in those regions. They're already there. Of course, that's not Russian frontline troops. So we've got all of this going. I've got some stuff to read here that
yeah,
came off
ahead.
The line today. A lot of stuff has been coming down today. This is from This is Texas News Studio. They had a late news alert, and they're having to do them on YouTube a certain way to even get the information out, because the minute they complete and upload their YouTube video, the minute it's complete, it's taken down. So, but here's some of the stuff I got today. U.S. deploys four nuclear-ready B-52 bombers to the U.K. with an eye on Russia. Biden warns of world war with Russia. NATO ambassadors convene highly unusual Friday night meetings with concerns of Russian movements. Biden to call Putin and stop a nuclear war with Russia, according to the White House. Biden sending more U.S. troops to Poland. Let's see here. U.S. says Russian invasion of Ukraine will begin next week. U.S. intel says Putin has made military decision to invade Ukraine. Then also, and this is from Texas military news, they're indicating that the very possibility of this scenario is going to be, number one, an invasion of intense aerial campaign for some time, and then constant artillery barrages for some time, then long-term electronic warfare attacks for some time, and then ground invasion with armor, mechanized units, and motorized and support elements. So what you're seeing here, it appears that Putin is going to start with a conventional war if that's where he's headed. Now, he may just take those two breakaway states, but Ukraine has 100,000 troops. This is really true. 100,000 troops right on the border, and there's intel that Russia has that said that Zelensky is going to order an attack on the two breakaway states if the Duma okays and approves that. So you've got almost a war ready to go either way.
Yes. Yeah, and a timeline, folks. We're in that Schmitter year. And then we're moving into, I know people disagree. They say, well, there's only 3.5 years left. But I find that really very hard to believe when you look at Daniel and the prince, capital P, and Messiah the prince with a capital P versus prince with no capital P. They're talking about Antichrist system. And that goes along with the Daniel 70th week. Now people are saying, no, there is no 70th week. There's only 3.5 years of that week. Jesus fulfilled the first 3.5 years. You got to do some stretching, really, to believe or to come to that conclusion. I'm not saying they're not right. I'm just saying I don't agree with it, and for a lot of reasons. And there's all kinds of stuff now floating around out there. And it's kind of like the denial that America's Babylon, or what's going to happen to Babylon. Well, the Bible tells you exactly what's going to happen to Babylon. We're going to undergo a severe nuclear missile attack that's going to take out I don't know how many of our cities. And America will be destroyed. We sit a queen, the Bible says, about Babylon's attitude. We're a queen, and we shall see no sorrow, and we shall see no loss of children. And Isaiah says, well, I got news for you, Babylon. You will see in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. There are a number of verses of Scripture telling us that America is going to be destroyed. Guess what? What's happening all around us, even in Canada? Trudeau's not our friend. Mexico's not our friend. We don't have any friends anymore, not in truth. And when we see this attack coming, we're done. We're toast. Not that we aren't already. America is fallen. Babylon is fallen. There's two falls. We already have fallen from within. We're now a police state. We're now a communist police state. They just haven't flexed their muscles yet. But wait to the truckers. Homeland Security just said, if you're going to spread what they consider to be misinformation about any of this stuff, well, you're a terrorist. And you're going to be dealt with as a terrorist. Well, this is what the Bible more or less indicates. What do people think the Antichrist New World Order is all about? It's a hideous, even worse than China is today. It's worse. And that's where we're headed. But people just got their heads buried in the sand. No, it's not going to happen here. I've heard that since I started this research ministry 30-some-odd years ago. Never happen here in America. You're crazy. Never happen. It's already happened because the American people are sitting there mad upon their idols. Biden deploring 3,000 more U.S. paratroopers to Poland. Soldiers assigned to the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne depart on a Boeing 747. So what are we doing, Larry? We've already got all these troops over there. Now we're adding another 3,000. How many people, how many American kids, basically young men, are going to be sacrificed for the rich men of the earth in their wars?
You, after all these recent wars we've had, you asked me that question. Washington, D.C. is the greatest evil in the world, from what I can tell. That is the most evil place on the planet. And, of course, they're going to sacrifice the whole nation. They're not just going to sacrifice the troops. They're going to sacrifice the entire nation. And I'll tell you what. You know, it's interesting that Putin even made the comment to the United States when he made a comment recently, and he said that I can hit you with nuclear weapons before you can even repent. And I mentioned that already. And Putin is the only one out there saying repent. The only time you hear repent in America is when Vladimir Putin says it on television. But with that being said, also I had a friend, and I met him before he died, and he wrote a book. And in that book, he said he was shown by the Lord. The Lord actually came to him and showed him, and he wrote it down in this book. It was his own personal log, if you will, and he made it into a booklet. And I've got a copy. I think I made a copy and sent it to you. But basically in this, he said, the Lord showed me that God is going to sweep America with a broom of fire.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly what the book of Revelation says. Oh, America's not in Bible prophecy. We're a godly nation. Why would God do something like that to us? Well, because you're mad upon your idols. That's why. Bible tells you why. Apostasy, rejection of truth. You've embraced football, basketball. Those are your idols. You bow down to those idols. Here is Isaiah 47. As thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thine heart, neither didst thou remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear now this. Thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come upon thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, and they shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am none else beside me. Then you go into the book of Revelation. Verse, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works in the cup which she has filled to her double. And much, how much has she glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give to her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plague come in one day, death, mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. There's your broom of fire. Right there. It's a true prophecy that he was shown. A lot of people have been shown. Yeah, go ahead.
And I was just going to say what the sad part of this, Stuart, is not only are the people in America not ready for what's about to happen, they haven't even taught their children to be ready. That is the saddest part, that we have neglected all of our children, even the people that said they're righteous, have not taught their children righteousness.
Yeah. And we get reports from grandparents who say, I can't even talk to my grandchildren because the mother won't allow me, because the mother is an apostate and she hates the scriptures. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. So what can you do? Nothing. You can try, but anyway. We can go on and on with that. But here I wanted to read a little bit of this. Mad upon their idols, more than 184 million U.S. adults plan to tune in to the Super Bowl, per the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights and Analytics. This year, 90 million plan to throw or attend a party, up from 62.8 million last year. And 13.7 million plan to watch at a bar or a restaurant. Total spending on food, drinks, apparel, decorations, and other purchases for the Super Bowl will reach $14.6 billion, with per person spending averaging about $78. This is slightly down from 2019. Can you imagine this? It's kind of like Halloween. The people spend more on Halloween than they do for Christmas. We are truly, folks, mad upon our idols. And the Lord is very unhappy about this. This is apostasy. I mean, can you imagine the billions being spent on the Super Bowl? That'd be better off giving those billions to the poor. Clothing, food, housing. But no, we got to spend it all on booze. Folks, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled 100% accurately against America, Babylon. And we are not very far from that moment in one day when we become a desolation. A desolation. Russia begins military exercises in the Black Sea and Belarus, stoking fears of preparations for an attack on Ukraine. Now, there are several other articles about how they may block all entrance to the Black Sea. Remember the prophecy in Larry, I know you're familiar with it, about how they blocked a strait down there by Constantinople.
Well, it's interesting also that there's a prophecy about Russia bombing Constantinople.
Yeah. It's amazing. DHS bulletin warns trucker convoy could disrupt Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I haven't heard about the latest that's going on, but some of the stuff that Canada's cooking up, they even said, well, you know, these truckers who have their kids with them, that needs to be addressed by social services, and we're going to have to remove those kids. We're going to have to take the kids. Can you imagine evil of these people? Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question because today they're cooking up more things to hit the truckers with, and Biden came out in a conference and actually told Trudeau to use federal powers and take them down. And so that is a clue, Stuart. And we're hearing rumors that they're going to begin some kind of trucker convoys in America. That is a clue to what they can expect. And I'll tell you what, I don't know, I might be wrong, but I've got a feeling that if they start these freedom trucker convoys in America, then you're going to see a whole lot worse false flag than just January the 6th.
Yeah, they're already laying the groundwork. Here's something else that's interesting. 55 federal agencies now tracking those. 55 federal agencies. You understand what that means? Now tracking those who applied for religious exemptions. Oh, we're going to track those Christians. They're laying the groundwork for the extermination of the people of good, not just Christians, but anybody who believes in motherhood, apple pie, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody who believes good is evil, just like Jesus said was coming. And everybody that is evil, well, they're classified as good. It's a complete reversal. So anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we close up?
Well, I know we're about out of time, but I'll tell you what, I had twice as much news as what we've been able to disseminate. So I would tell people, keep your eyes open. Two things real quick. One thing is that Florida Marquis was released information yesterday that it appears that some individuals are beginning to formulate a new Republic of Florida. And then also I heard an interview where Louis Gohmert, and you know who he is from Texas, he's leaving Congress. He said there's no way in Washington, D.C. I can help my people. There's no way I can do good. There's no way I can work with anybody in Washington, D.C. He says, I'm leaving Washington, and I'm going to run for Attorney General in Texas. And he said, we're going to have to take care of our states. So, Stuart, the Anton Johansson information is really the groundwork is already being laid.
Well, here's something from Bill Gates and his book, new book he just put out, or is going to put out. I guess this is a forerunner. he says that a global pathogen surveillance system and mRNA vaccines are the answer, says Bill Gates in his new book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic, Focus in Global Pathogen Surveillance System. Mark of the Beast. That's the snake patch that he's been warning about, and they're going to sell it as a be-all of how to stop all COVID operations. And very, very fascinating how these people are operating. And they're going to get away with it, folks. Otherwise, the Bible's lying to us. So anyway, last word, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to tell people to keep an eye out this weekend. I've got intelligence that came in late and said that and Q Alert also has it on their website that the grid is on high alert, that apparently there's malware or cyber attacks going on. And for the last 2 or 3 hours, we've been having flashes of light. Something is bothering our grid, so people just need to be aware going into this weekend.
Yep, and don't remember the movie Sum of All Fears in the Super Bowl, folks. perfect place. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but heads up. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. We'll keep you posted. If we have an emergency, we'll certainly let you know. Take care. Thanks, Larry.